Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we come to Psalm 27. We're going to look at the last verses, verses 7 through 14. This is written by David. David says, "Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, for you have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your ways, Lord, and lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord." Wait for the Lord. It's hard to do sometimes, isn't it? When you feel like God's not listening, wait for the Lord. Be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord. When it seems like God is refusing to act, when you are ready to give up, when the lure of temptation seems irresistible, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. When you feel like running to the land of disobedience, when those closest to you have hurt you, when you feel like you are carrying a 50-pound backpack of discouragement, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. When anxiety saturates your heart, when grief hits you like a rogue wave, when you don't feel like waiting, wait for the Lord. Be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord. Father, give me the strength to wait for you. Give me the strength to wait for you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.